What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Mike Morrell, UNC Asheville Bulldog out of the Big South, currently 6-2 in Big South play. Got a big game come up this week against Winthrop. What's up, Mike? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, Boss Man?
I'm great, man. Good to have you on the show again. I know we had a tough game the other night, man, but I'm glad you're still doing the show today, despite all that happening, man.
Nah, man. I'm not going to let one loss deter us too much. You know, you got to kind of have amnesia a little bit once you watch the game film, try to move on, because our league's really deep this year and the next opponent's going to be really good. And if you're not ready, they'll beat you.
No doubt. And what I have seen, Brother Mike, is, man, you all found your groove and Big South play, man. So talk about kind of what clicked after the non-league for your team for us, gelling together, becoming more connected and getting playing well during your conference play, man, in a very deep league.
Yeah, I mean, first off, we played a really tough non-conference schedule, I should say. Our league also went from 18 games last year to 16 games. So we played two more non-conference games. And, yeah, we had some really good wins, Appalachian State, Western Kentucky, Kennesaw State over your way. We had some really good non-league wins. And we won three in a row right before Christmas. So I felt like we're playing well towards the back end of our non-conference schedule. And then two losses in league play have came to the, High Point, who's undefeated in our league, and to them on the road by a couple buckets, and then to Gardner Webb the other night, who's tied with us for second in the league. So, we just got to continue to try to, control what we can control with the understanding we're going to be imperfect, but, we've got an old team, we got a deep team. And so these next eight games, now that we've seen everybody's going to be critical.
No doubt. Like you said, it's no secrets anymore on synergy. We all know we're running. So it's all about execution. And like you said, having a veteran team in February and March, so important, where They understand how to read a scout the right way. They understand game plan discipline the right way. They understand how to do little things. So about there, Brother Mike, a little bit more about how having a veteran team where you can really know going the second time through, these guys will really be prepared even more now.
Yeah, I mean, again, we got four starters back from last year, so that helps. You know, little things like terminology and these guys knowing the other players on these big South teams helps just from saving some time. You're not out there on at this time of the year, at least we're not out there for 2.5 hours just killing each other. You know, we're really trying to lock into what the plan is for each game. And so with Winthrop, it's a, you know, our biggest rival in the league, without question. And, you know, this is an opportunity for us, you know, really they're a game behind us to potentially put some separation. But they know that too, you know, so their motivation is going to be the same thing on the other side, especially since we won, you know, versus them really just 2 weeks ago. So, again, you got to have amnesia in this league. In really any league in Division I basketball, whether you win or lose, because if you're riding high too long, you'll get knocked off, and that happened to us a little bit the other night at Gardner Webb.
No doubt, man. I'm asking kids, man, Brother Mike, like with you all playing so many close games, having a veteran group again that helps well because you and I both know you can't put somebody that really the right way in practice. It happens in a live game, man. So playing these close games and coming out on the right side of them sometimes you're not able to go to the film and teach and learn from that. So as the games are more important, you come down this stretch here. Talk about that piece of it as well, trying to get learning how to play close games, learning to win these games and having a best group to help you do that.
Yeah, well, I think one thing I've learned with this group is just as important as the practice time is on the floor. You know, they really learn from film and from sitting down in a classroom setting and talking and developing a plan, and that comes from having a veteran group, which we're lucky to have. You know, I think you can be a little more unique with the more experience that you have. We're fortunate to have that. In the same breath, there's a, you know, like Winthrop's extremely old as well, extremely experienced. So they have the luxury of the same thing. And I think that's why you're seeing so many close games in our league. And you're seeing some of these teams that were maybe picked at the top, some teams that were maybe picked at the bottom. You know, everybody's kind of, you know, with the exception of High Point, you know, and then a lot of credit to them, to the start that they've had. You know, a lot of teams are beating up on each other here, I believe. You know, up until this point, I think there's four teams with a winning record out of nine, you know, so, it's a tough league. And again, you better be ready to go or you're going to be disappointed.
And I don't think fans realize how close the margins are, Brother Mike. Like, it's really possessions here and there. Yep. It's just how close these games are from wins and losses. That's why those small intangible things like the blockouts, knowing your rotations, having that scout discipline, all those small things that fans don't think about, that you and I think about, are so key to winning the games. We've been so March has been so thin.
Yeah, I mean, we had it at Charleston Southern, found a way to win. We had it at Gardner Webb, didn't. You know, we led by nine with, you know, I think 8-9 minutes to go. Had the ball down one at High Point, chance to take the lead, and didn't get it done there. But then again, at Longwood at home, same thing, and found a way to win, you know. So the really, really – the teams with the better records, obviously, for the most part, are finding a way to get those games done. And we went 16-2 in the league last year, same thing. We kind of found a way to win those games. And two, you got to steal some. You know, you got to go on the road and you got to steal some. And we kind of feel like we did that versus Winthrop, you know, had a chance to do that versus Gardner Webb. You know, five of our first eight games in the league, Boss Man, were on the road. And so now we're you know, hopefully have the luxury of 5 out of 8 at home and 4 out of our next 5. But that doesn't guarantee you anything, I can assure you.
Oh, no doubt. But I was asking you about how was it playing in Montreal, man, playing in Canada. I know you guys got big wins up there. So tell me about how it was up there for you guys go out of the country, go to Canada, see Montreal where they speak more French than English. How cool was that for you and the team?
Well, it was cold as hell. You know, no doubt. You know, it's up there. I'd never been to Montreal, been to Canada, but not been to Montreal. So, you know, that trip, you know, started off with a game against Lipscomb, and they beat us up pretty good. They played a great game. And then we were able to come back and find a way to beat Wofford without Drew Pember. And then, you know, beat Western Kentucky by 10, which was a huge win for us, you know, against a team that's a little bit higher level than us, you know. But it was fun, man. They were great crowds. In terms of an NTE event that I have played in since I've been a head coach here at Asheville, by far the best attended. I mean, it was really, really impressive how many people were there. And it was an NBA-esque type of arena, obviously a hockey arena, so it was a little chilly in there. But
no doubt.
Overall, a great experience for our team.
And Brother Mike, man, you got four guys in double figures with Drew leading the way. So talk about having that balanced forward attack with Drew leading the way and not letting defenses key in on Drew all the time. Have other guys who can score the ball, make sure that ball moves and pops so other guys get touches, so they'll defend harder on the other end of the floor so they get some touches. Be able to know they will get obviously score the basketball as well.
Yeah. Josh Banks has really helped us there. He's our second leading scorer. He's been a real punch in terms of that for us. Can really shoot the basketball. Fletcher Abey's upped his production from last year. And then Nick McMullen has done the same for us. And, you know, we've had some guys like Toyaz Solomon who've really came on for us of late, and is going to continue to do that as we move forward. So, Drew's had some big games. But then he's had some games where, you know, he's really moved the ball around. He had a triple double versus App. You know, Josh Banks had 30 some in that game. So Fletcher's had games. Canada, you speak of Canada. Fletcher was terrific in Canada. So we've had those guys who have in their own right had really good production this year. And so it's good to see four guys in double figures, and then a guy like Caleb Burgess who really moves the ball around. So. We just got to continue to grow, man. You know, and again, you're only guaranteed nine games now, and so it's amazing that we're already to February, but it's where we are.
No doubt. Also, you're doing a good job on the glass too. We talk about how important the glass is for rebounding the ball defensively, in the possession start, get out transition as well, and on offense, crashing guys with your 3-4s and 5s. Make sure you get some opportunities to get more scoring done on that end of the floor as well for the Mike.
Yeah, we've grown in that. I don't love where we've been the last few games with that. You know, it's a big area, a point of emphasis from us. Even at Charleston Southern, I thought we did a poor job there. We won the game, but you got to look at reality and see where you got to grow even in your wins. And we did a great job the other night at Gardner-Webb until we didn't. In the last 8 minutes, it really bit us. Did a great job in the first 32 minutes, but you got to finish the game, and that was one of the key things that Gardner Webb was able to do late in that game was get second chance points. So we've got a big team, an athletic team, and if we want to compete for a championship, we've these next eight games, we've got to be better than we have the last few.
No doubt, y'all doing a good job on turnovers on 20-12 a game, which is limited, you know, down. Especially we don't want to allow balls, of course, but yep. You only having 12 a game is good. I think you want to probably get that down a little bit less than like 9, not 12. But for how important is having those guys who not turn the ball over, having these guys who understand the value of the ball and how the ball is everything, and not throwing it away and getting you in conflict and runouts transition as well.
We've grown from that from last year offensively. Probably the biggest thing that we've done in terms of growth is taking care of the ball. We've had our games where we've been better, had our games where we've struggled with that. Last game, we weren't good enough versus Gardner-Webb, who's a really good defensive team. So, like rebounding, man, you know, it's a huge point of emphasis. And then when it plagues you, man, it really, really plagues you. And, you know, unfortunately for us last game, both of those did in times where we needed to be really solid with the ball. So Caleb Burgess really, you know, he leads that for us. He's done a great job for the most part this year. And Drew as well, you know, because Drew handles the ball so much. So again, you want to compete for a championship, you better rebound and you better take care of the ball.
And also with the new rule change, Mike, this year, man, about the secondary defenders not getting charges. How are you trying to talk defense this year more? Just make sure guys are more on the ball, in front of the ball earlier. They'll still give you the on-ball charges, but not the secondary defenders. So yeah. How have you kind of talked differently this year for your schemes? Just kind of to say, hey, put a wall up, hands to the sky, and not try to, you know, try to draw a target that ain't going to call this year.
Yeah, this is why I like coming on this show, because you ask those are really good questions that – you know, most people don't really see or talk about, but it's twofold for us, because we were a really good secondary charge taking team. So it's limited some of the stops that we've been able to get that we have in the past, just because you got to tell your guys, you know, guys, unless you're standing there for a couple seconds, you ain't getting this call. And one thing I do think that our officials coordinator this year did a good job of getting us prepared for that, how just monumental of a rule change that was going to be. And then, you know, the on the ball charges are still there, but I think those are limited a little bit, because when you tell them to quit taking them over here, and they kind of stop taking them on the ball as well. And so it started to really affect that charge as well. And so, on the other end, you know, a lot of people try to take charges on Drew Pember last year that were successful, that were, to me, were really 50-50. So that on that side, it's helped us. But, you know, hey, man, it's I'm all for it. It's a bang, bang call that's really, really hard to get right.
No doubt, man. Like you said, man, now this is about being even more solid and being even more in tune to your schemes, where you need to be, being in the right place is more important than ever now. You can't get a late, side of a late to get some. You have to really be in your spot, know your rotations even more than we used to in the past, because you're not getting that call, though.
Yep, no doubt. No, you're exactly right.
No doubt. But, man, Brother Mike, man, I hope we do this again in March like we did before, man. We go to the big dance, I'll be cheering for as always, man. Like I said, keep it good work, man. I was enjoying our chats, man. We hope to do this again in a few weeks or so, brother.
Okay, man. Appreciate you, man.
Anytime, brother. I'll see you soon, brother.
Okay.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com. Or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.